I'm curious what your perspective is in terms of the toxicity profiles of those two approaches in postmenopausal women, tamoxifen versus aromatase inhibitor. Of course, that relates to invasive disease and also future trials in the preventive setting.
Yeah, we did a study at MD Anderson looking at our experience with how often are we actually offering patients tamoxifen in patients with DCIS. And we looked at our experience after 1999 when the NSABP B24 study was published showing that there was a decrease in recurrences in contralateral breast cancer in women taking tamoxifen, particularly in those women who are ER positive. And essentially, only 60% of us were really offering the patients. And in fact, only 50% of the patients agreed to take the drug. And of those, 20% women, at least in the first year follow-up at 12 months, had discontinued therapy because their perceived negative side effects.
My take, and that certainly seems to be the clinical impression, that people haven't sort of jumped that hard on the bandwagon of tamoxifen for DCIS. And it seems like there's a lot of concern about side effects, endometrial cancer, deep vein thrombosis, et cetera. If the aromatase inhibitors turn out to have a similar or greater efficacy benefit, how do you think the toxicity profile will compare with tamoxifen?
From what I know so far, I think the toxicity profile is going to be much better with the aromatase inhibitors. It doesn't even have to be better. It just has to be as good to eliminate some of the side effects, potentially lethal side effects with tamoxifen. Although small, it's something that women really get concerned about when discussing their treatment options.
When you've talked to patients with DCIS, what are the greatest concerns they have about tamoxifen?
In premenopausal women, they're very concerned about, obviously the younger women don't like the idea of not being able to get pregnant while on the therapy. I know that's controversial, pregnancy following treatment for invasive carcinoma. Women are scared of when they get a diagnosis of cancer and you tell them they may have a risk of 1 in 2,000 to 3,000 of having a uterine carcinoma. That kind of frightens them as well. Then there are some things out there that women are afraid with tamoxifen, you know, of the vasomotor symptoms associated with estrogen deprivation.